A young seeker sat alone beneath the night sky. The desert wind moved slowly across the sand, whispering through the silence of the ancient hills. Above her, the stars burned with quiet intensity, scattered across the darkness like sparks from a hidden fire. She'd come there searching for something that she couldn't quite name. For weeks, her dreams had been filled with strange impressions, flashes of light, fragments of words, a sense that somewhere beyond the visible world, there existed a deeper reality waiting to be remembered. She closed her eyes. For a long time, there was only the sound of the wind. And then, somewhere within the stillness of her mind, a voice emerged. It wasn't loud. It did not feel external, like a sound carried through the air. Instead, it seemed to rise from within her, as though the deepest part of her awareness had begun to speak. I am the thought that dwells in the light. The seeker's breath caught. The voice continued, calm and luminous. I am the movement that dwells in the all. For a moment, the boundaries between her mind and the vastness of the night seemed to dissolve. Something ancient had spoken, something that had always been there. The mysterious voice that speaks in this story echoes the voice found in one of the most remarkable texts preserved from the ancient world, the Trimorphic Protonoia. This poetic and visionary work was discovered in 1945 amongst the manuscripts of the Nag Hammadi Library, a collection of early Christian and philosophical writings buried in the Egyptian desert sometime in the 4th century. Amongst these texts are some of the most important surviving documents of what scholars call Gnosticism, a diverse spiritual movement that flourished in the first few centuries of the Common Era. The word gnosis means knowledge, but not ordinary intellectual knowledge. Instead, it refers to a direct and transformative insight into the true nature of reality. For many Gnostic thinkers, the visible world was only a fragment of a much larger spiritual cosmos. Beneath the surface of material existence lay a deeper structure of divine consciousness, unfolding through a series of emanations from the ultimate source of being. Within that structure appears the figure, known as Pronoia. Her name comes from the Greek word pronoia, meaning forethought, providence, or divine intention. In Gnostic cosmology, pronoia represents the first movement of divine awareness towards creation, the intelligence that anticipates, that guides, and awakens. In some texts, she is closely associated with Barbello, the primordial emanation of the divine mind that we explored in our previous episode. In fact, many scholars interpret pronoia as a voice or manifestation of Barbello herself. Yet Barbello is the first reflection of divine consciousness. Pronoia is the living expression of that consciousness moving through the universe. The Trimorphic Protonoia presents this idea in a very extraordinary way. Unlike many ancient myths that describe the action of gods from an outside perspective, this text was written largely in the first person. The divine voice speaks directly to the reader. I am Protonoia, the thought that dwells in the light. The word Protonoia means first thought, emphasizing that this presence existed at the very beginning of creation. The text describes Pronoia descending repeatedly into the world in order to awaken humanity from ignorance. I descended to the midst of darkness. I entered the center of prison. These lines reflect a core theme of Gnostic spirituality, the idea that human beings possess a divine spark, a fragment of the original spiritual reality that has become trapped or forgotten within the material world. Pronoia's role is to awaken that spark. She's not merely a creator. She's a guide, a voice calling sleeping souls back to awareness. To understand the significance of this idea, we need to consider the broader cosmology imagined by many Gnostic thinkers. According to several Gnostic texts, the highest divine reality, often called the monad or the invisible spirit, it exists beyond all form and description. From this ultimate source emerged a series of divine emanations known as aeons, each representing aspects of the divine mind such as truth, wisdom, life, and understanding. Together, these emanations form the Pleroma, the fullness of divine reality. Within this framework, Pronoia represents the movement of divine intelligence towards creation and redemption. She is both origin and messenger. Her voice speaks through the layers of the cosmos reaching down into the human world. In the trimorphic Protonoia, Pronoia describes three great manifestations or forms through which she reveals herself. First, she appears as thought, the silent awareness that precedes all creation. Then she appears as voice, the expression of divine knowledge. Finally, she appears as word, the living revelation that enters the world and awakens humanity. These three forms, thought, voice, and word, echo philosophical traditions that were widely discussed in the ancient Mediterranean world. Greek philosophers had long explored the concept of logos, the rational principle that orders the cosmos. Jewish wisdom traditions spoke of Sophia, divine wisdom present at the creation of the world. Early Christian theology would later develop the idea of the Word, or Logos, becoming incarnate in the world. The Gnostic vision weaves many of these ideas together in a poetic tapestry, but at the center of this tapestry stands this feminine voice, and that's the voice of Pronoia. One of the most beautiful aspects of this text is the way that it portrays the divine, not as distant or even unreachable, but as intimately invoked in the awakening of human consciousness. Pronoia speaks as a presence who actively seeks those who have forgotten their origin. I awakened the sleeping. I made them arise from the deep sleep. This language suggests that spiritual awakening is not merely in an intellectual process. It's more like remembering. The sudden realization that the self is connected to something vast and luminous. A moment when the inner voice of insight becomes impossible to ignore. Across cultures and centuries, mystics have described similar experiences, moments when the boundary between the individual mind and a greater intelligence seems to dissolve, moments when insight arrives not through reasoning, but through direct perception. The Gnostic authors express this experience through the mythic voice of Pronoia. For them, the divine feminine was not only the origin of creation, she was the guide who leads humanity back to its source. Today, the voice of Pronoia can be understood in many ways. Some may interpret it as a mythic symbol of divine wisdom. Others may see it as a poetic representation of the intuitive mind. Still, others may recognize it in the quiet moments when clarity arises unexpectedly, when a sudden understanding appears without effort. Whatever language we use, the experience itself remains remarkably familiar. A whisper of insight, a moment of awakening, a sense that something within us already knows the way. And so we return to the seeker beneath that night sky. The desert wind moves across the sand. The stars burn quietly overhead. Within the silence, the voice speaks again, not from the heavens, but from the deepest center of awareness. I am the thought that dwells in the light. For those who learn to listen, the ancient mystics suggest that this voice is never entirely absent. It waits patiently within the depths of consciousness, calling us to remember who we are. And perhaps when the mind grows quiet enough, we may hear it again. The voice of forethought, the voice of awakening, the voice of Pronoia.